Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
John Hansen joins us. He is host of the Block Club Chicago podcast. And you're also at the United Center doing all the Hawks games, right?
Yeah, in-arena host, the dummy on the video board, as I like to explain to people.
Last night, I was listening to, after Hampton OB, then the Hawks game came on WGN Radio, and Charlie Remeliotis was talking to somebody, and I heard you in the background very loudly.
Yeah, I'm a loud guy at the United Center. And I knew you were listening, Wendy, so I asked the United Center audio crew to really turn it up to make sure that people could hear me through the radio. Because I'm not on enough, so I want them to hear me in the background, too.
And you're on later today, too, for Lisa, right?
Yeah, I'll be in for Lisa, and we'll be filling the time. Like, I'm the same way as you. I have no idea what day of the week it is.
I know.
This is like that weird in-between period where everything's a little hazy. You know, probably, a third of the people are going to work as normal.
And yeah.
It's just weird. And we'll be here for you through all of that.
Yes, and it's good because the roads were not that crowded this morning, and they were really crappy. I mean, I'm done with this. Come on.
Yeah.
How much more sunlight do we have now?
Oh, boy, you're putting me on the spot. We're getting we're up to 20 or 25 seconds gained a day at this point.
All right.
Which doesn't seem like a lot, but by the end of the week, I'm pretty sure we'll be near a minute gained, and even in the next couple days we're going to move our dusk time, like the time not sunset but where you still have light, past 5 o'clock.
You
get there, it starts to get a lot better a lot quicker. And throughout January, I mean, you know, we don't get a ton of time in January, we gain a lot more in February and March, but you know, throughout January, within the next couple of weeks, we'll be gaining 2 minutes of sunlight a day, and that adds up pretty quickly. So by the end of the month, a month from today, we'll have sunlight until 5:30 at dusk. We'll go to 5:30. So it's not a lot, but we'll take our victories where we get them. And let me see. I've got the exact number in front of me. How much daylight we gained today? Drum roll, please. 32 seconds. Okay.
That's good.
Not too bad. We'll take it, baby.
Do I need to tip you for the sunshine information?
I will take any tip that Wendy Snyder wants to give me, professionally or monetary. But, you know, I never know how to tip the garbage people, so I don't.
Yeah, I
because
don't
I got to call, I guess, the company, right? That's what people say. Oh, call the company, and they'll make sure it gets to the right people. Do they? Are we sure about that? I don't think it's the same people that do the garbage every week anyways.
No, I don't think
so. I, like
so.
You, look out the window to see if they're going to take their shirts off, and they never look the same, so I don't really know if they're the exact same people. And then my other question is, we had a bed delivered a couple weeks ago. I got a new bed. Ooh, that was great. But I only had two $50 bills, and there were two delivery people. And I was really on the fence of that. They didn't set up the bed. They just brought it into the house. And I was wondering, I don't want to tip each of these guys $50. I mean, that's a lot of money for just walking in from the truck. But I did, because I don't know if you can ask for change.
Well,
I don't think they got change on them, right?
No, but you could give them 50 to split.
Rip it in half. Give each one of them half and say, you guys figure it out.
Actually, Wendy, I don't know why I didn't think of that. Yeah. I was worried that maybe one guy wouldn't give the other guy some money. And then I was just whatever. I'm excited about this bed, and, you know, it's the holidays.
Yeah, but that's what they do. They're delivery people. I don't understand the whole tipping business. And I swear, I am not cheap. It's just, I'm ignorant.
Can we roll the tape? I think 8 minutes ago, Wendy said, because I'm cheap on WGN.
I don't think I said that, because I'm really not.
I don't think you don't.
And if I did, I was kidding.
Okay. You don't come across as a cheap person. You're very friendly, too, so I'm kind of surprised that you err on the side of not tipping. But
I never have cash on me.
I tip in socially awkward moments. The guy's in my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the electrician came and they did great work. Do you tip an electrician?
You're not supposed to. That's according to the experts. I was reading this earlier, and you're not supposed to tip technical specialists.
Mm.
Plumbers, painters, electricians, they make a good wage.
How do we become one of these experts, Wendy, on some of these things?
Just write an article.
An expert on tipping, really?
Yes.
You end up in a BuzzFeed article and you're an expert on tipping now? I mean, you know, we always get these articles and it's like, oh, it's a tipping expert.
I know.
It's an etiquette expert. Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm an expert on nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where do we recycle our Christmas trees?
Yeah, they're, Ryan was talking about
this. Yeah, I heard that earlier.
At the time of the 7 o'clock hour. It's January 3rd to the 17th. This is just in the city. Every suburb kind of has their own program. We get to just put it in Downers Grove with our garbage, which is great. But there's 27 parks across the city. I did this when I lived in the city. You end up with needles in your car for the next 2.5 years. But there's all sorts of parks up and down northwest, south, east side. And we've got it at blockclubchicago.org. But I like that there's also places to recycle your holiday lights. I ditched some old holiday lights this year, and I ended up just throwing them in the garbage, right? Which you're not supposed to do, technically. So there's a Reduced Waste Chicago program. And we've got the list of places where you can actually recycle those old holiday lights on our website. And the picking up the mulch, they don't do it at all 27 of the parks where you can drop off the trees, but they do have a first come, first serve for picking up mulch starting on the 5th. So you get needles in your car, and then you get a bunch of mulch in your car. But, baby, you're recycling. I love it.
And what's next for Steelworkers Park? And, John, where is Steelworkers Park?
Yeah, have you ever been there, Wendy?
No.
It is a really cool spot. I had never been there either till our friend Maxwell Evans has wrote a bunch of stories for Block Club Chicago. It's where U.S. Steel used to be. So it's at 87th Street, South Chicago, kind of like it's almost east side, the small part of the city we call the east side of the city. But as the lake starts to turn to the east, and it's where the U.S. Steelworks used to be. And what's cool about it is they've taken part of the remnants of the old structures and use them for murals. There's a climbing wall, and it's gorgeous. What used to be a site of industry and smoke and all that stuff is now beautiful. They got native plants there, and they're just looking for input from the community, people nearby or people that maybe have visited in the past, on what they can do better. Each of these parks, these big parks in the city, have these advisory councils where they come up with plans and ideas. Not all of them come to fruition, but the park district takes these councils seriously, and dozens of people show up to these meetings, Wendy, because we love our parks in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're just looking for ideas. Like, maybe there can be, if you walk along the pathway along the lake, it's great. You get to see the lake. You can see part of the skyline. There's nowhere to fish, though, so maybe we can add a little place to fish. What can we do to make people know that this park and other parks exists, and ways to make it maybe a more complete, fun day? Areas for picnicking, picnic tables. This park doesn't have public restrooms, and that was, like, number one for people. Add some restrooms at this park. So whether it's this park advisory council or some of the many others, that's just one more way to get involved in the city of Chicago. And people are doing it, and you can read some of their ideas at our website too.
Yeah, all these stories can be found at blockclubchicago.org. And how do people subscribe to Block Club Chicago?
Yes, we're a nonprofit newsroom, so we rely completely on our subscribers. You hear us every single morning with Bob or with you, Wendy. And if you'd like to help out, we're trying to get to 900 new subscribers this year. A subscription can be as low as $80 a year, which I can't do the math really quickly. That's like $7 or $8 a month. A couple cups of coffee helps out, supports our newsroom. We got a lot of other benefits too going along with it, including these really cool neighborhood prints. You can go to blockclubchicago.org, and there's a big subscribe button in red at the top right of the page, and that would really help us continue to operate. I think that there's a lot of great news organizations in the city, of course, so support them all here at WGN and the Trib and the Sun-Times. As a nonprofit, we rely on you, and we'd love for you to sign on up.
And we'll listen to you after 2 today. Don't wet that new bed.
What?
Don't wet your new bed.
Why would I?
Well, I don't know if you have an accident.
You know, I don't want to nix it. You're right. That's a great idea, Wendy. You know, you're right. I'm going to go write a note, make sure Enrique doesn't either, and we're going to be set.
Bye.
Thank you.